It's time for Apple Farm Chatter, your podcast for all things Apple Farm Service, the latest ag news, dealership events, and upcoming trends. Put on your work clothes. Apple Farm Chatter begins now.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Apple Farm Chatter. Today we're talking seeds, counting seeds, talking seeds, growing seeds, and we're here with Dan Warner from Warner Seeds. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
How are you guys today? It's glad to be with you.
Well, glad to be here. I was like, it's us out of the office, so we can't complain too much.
Yeah. It's January, and you might think there's not a lot going on out in the fields, but for you, you guys are always busy, and we'll learn why, right?
Yep. This is one of our busy times of year. Right now, we're in the process of bagging the seed corn for the farmers for next spring, and getting ready for distribution in the next month or two, and it's never a dull moment around here.
Sounds like you don't get a lot of time to do much else but work.
That is correct. This is a year-round profession. No real downtimes for us to speak of.
Yeah, and so of course all farmers. When is their downtime anymore? Right.
They have downtime.
Right. So I guess we should. We mentioned Dan Warner, Warner Seeds. Dan, What is Warner Seeds? What do you guys do?
Warner Seeds is I am a third generation seedsman. My father and grandpa in the 1930s started growing hybrid seed corn, and they continued that until sometime in World War II, and then they decided to grow potatoes for a few years, so they dropped the corn production. But in the 1970s, we picked it back up again. And we had been growing ever since. So I'm working on 50 plus years of raising seed corn on Warner Seeds Farm.
Okay. And so you say you grow the corn, you've been growing them, but I see you're wearing a jacket that says SC on them. I'm assuming that is seed consultants?
Yes. Back in 2000, we sold our retail sales to seed consultants and signed a long-term production contract with them. And looking back at it at the time, that was one of the wiser decisions that we have done in the last 50 years. So it's been a very good working relationship, and we've not had any regrets.
Awesome. So I mean, it's you go full circle. You grow the seeds.
Yes.
You sell the seeds.
That is
correct. Wearing your seed consultant outfit.
Yep.
And then you also sell the seed. Well, you sell them directly to seed consultants.
Correct.
So you personally know and grow.
That is true.
Okay.
One of the few left in the industry that handles everything from planting the inbred seed in the spring to getting it to the farmer in the next spring for their planting.
Yeah. So I'm just curious. So what is the time difference from when you pull that seed corn off your field to when it's going to be in a bag dropped off to the farmer? What timeline is that normally? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Our timeline, we will harvest in September and October. Same sort of time scenarios, regular harvest. But we will pick it on the ear, dry it, sort it with our sort help to take out any mold or any off types, and then we will dry it down on the ear to 11 or 12% moisture, shell it off, store it, test it. Big part of what we do is testing. We send samples out to the Corteva labs in Iowa, and it goes through all sorts of genetic purity tests, germination tests, and everything you can think of, it gets tested for. So when they give us the go-ahead to start processing, we bring it back in from our storage facilities and size it to specific grade sizes, take a seed count on it, clean it, gravity table the light and color sort the obvious bad kernels out, get it ready for treating and bagging, and we'll put on various rates of treatment, blend in the refuge component to it, and when it leaves, and bag it or pro box it, whichever the order calls for, and we will, when it's ready to leave here, it gets probed and tested a final time for purity and germ, and then it goes to the farmer, and it's ready to plant.
That was a lot of steps. So I know how timeline though to do all of that. How long does it take from you get off the field to when you normally bag it and it's on its way?
We will start processing or bagging in November, and typically by 1st of January they are starting to distribute.
Okay.
Which we'll have final labs and stuff done by mid December to early January, and then that'll be the time frame that they start to. Logistics of getting it to the farmers.
Okay, but it sounds like it's same season that the seeds that you sell, the farmers are planting. It's not sitting, which of course seed corn can go a couple years if you want it to.
Yes,
but it what you're getting from your field, they're planting within that next.
Within 6 to 9 months, they're planting that seed back in the ground and you know looking forward to that nice. Picture perfect picket fence stand.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then how many varieties, like you just grow one variety each year of corn, or are you growing multiple varieties?
No, we grow multiple varieties. Between all the varieties we grow is typically between the 12 to 20.
Really?
Separate varieties. And those all have to be kept, you know, identity preserved and you know, kept separate. You know, never any mix-ups, and it's a big challenge to make sure we don't
enough to make your blood pressure go up. I'd imagine.
Oh yes, that's one thing you lose sleep over at night is when you
make sure on that combine you save that data stand.
Oh yes, yes,
because one mix-up that could be pretty costly.
It can be.
Yeah, I mean, are we ready to go?
Yeah.
I think with all these like different like tell us how many different types of crop varieties, right? Sounds like there's a lot of competition.
There's a lot of competition on the different varieties, isn't there?
Oh yeah,
and so I think we have something kind of demonstrating that.
Yeah, I mean you've been out to the test stands before at the end of the year, and you go out and you look at it. And, oh, this one looks taller. This one's a little shorter. This one got a little bit more green to it. This one's got you know a little fuller. You know you're comparing different things, but it's fun. It's not. Super duper duper interesting, like you'd hear a competition, right?
Right.
Right. So we thought we'd turn up a little bit and
jazz it up.
So in our world, if we could change up how they do the comparison testing, here's a fun way I think that they could do it.
Welcome to Seed Slam 2025, the most action-packed farming showdown on the planet. Brought to you by Apple Farm Service, the champions of yield justice. Tonight, it's seed versus seeds, hybrids versus hybrids, in a no-holds-barred battle for the golden bushel belt.
That's right, folks. We got corn, soybeans, and even alfalfa in the ring tonight, ready to plant the competition 6 feet under. Or 1 to 2 inches, whatever your seed and planter's instructions say. Let's take it to the field!
Introducing first, standing tall at 12 feet and boasting test weights that break scales. It's the reigning champion of the field, Seed Consultant's very own, the Corn Crusher!
Corn!
I'm the king of the field, the titan of tassels. No one can outgrow me, and tonight, I'm bringing the heat.
And his opponent, the queen of protein, the legume legend, the soybean slammer.
You think you're tough, Corny? I bring the pods, the protein, and the precision planting. Tonight, I'm taking you down, row by row.
Whoa! Soybean Slammer comes out strong with her root lock move. She's going deep, folks.
Oh, but wait. Corn Crusher counters his tassels tornado. He's tossing stalks left and right.
What's this? Entering the ring from underground with roots as deep as his grit? It's the Alfalfa Annihilator from the cow.
Enough of this lightweight nonsense. I've got persistence, protein, and the power to outlast you both. This belt belongs in the hands of a real fighter.
It's absolute madness in the ring.
Corn Crusher and Soybean Slammer have teamed up to take down Alfalfa Annihilator. Oh my God! Where did that steel chair come from?
With that, the Alfalfa Annihilator is down and... Wait. Wait. The Corn Crusher is turning on the Soybean Slammer with a Kernel Cannonball. What a betrayal.
Unbelievable! It's Seed Consultant's Corn Crusher for the win! Folks, if you want results like these in your fields, you need the undisputed champions of yield data. Corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. Get your Seed Consultant's lineup today!
We're waiting on the WWE to see if they'll pick up that.
Here's hoping.
Here's hoping. I don't know.
I mean, why not? Look at everything else.
Wouldn't you think that Dan, would be more interesting to watch than going out to a field and seeing how they compare? I don't think you'd get much out of it, but it would be entertaining.
That would be entertaining. Yep.
Concessions would be better.
You probably would sell more concessions than just giving out the free hot dog.
Promise. Promise.
Next section, since you do all of this, you're not just a CEO salesman, but you're growing it, we're kind of wondering what are some of the specialized equipment that you have to do? Because I know things have really changed from when people had to keep their own seed and they had to clean it themselves. And, I mean, you're mass producing. So what kind of equipment do you have to have?
Everything. I guess start with, you know, our planters. You know, we can do, but we don't do separate. We have to plant separate rows of male parent for pollination and female parent for the collect the ears. So we have to have separate rows in our field for both parents.
So Dan, you're saying that you can't just take a bulk row planter. You have to like take a box row and individually each row have a male or female?
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes, it's. That's for starters. Then we have specialized male corn only planters that only have 4 units on a 40-foot bar or 40-foot bar. They only have 4 units on them for the male rows to plant it second and third time. As we plant multiple times, as extend our pollination window with the tassels. So once we get to that, you know, so we have multiple planters. Specialized multiple planters, and then we go to the detassing equipment, which, you know, cuts and pulls the tops of female parent out, so we discard the tassels from it so it doesn't self-pollinate. So then we go from that to the harvest equipment, which is modified sweet corn harvesting equipment, modified for seed corn ear corn picking, which, you know, doesn't take any shucks off, just harvest the ear from the stalks. Then you go to, all right, we have a whole building set up here with modified sweet corn shuck beds, which take all the shucks off and clean up the ear corn coming in from the field. Where we have our sort tables to both electronically and manually sort, you know, bad ears and moldy ears and everything else from it. Then we have a specialized ear corn dryer, which is, you know, massive amount of air movement with little to no heat. I mean, 100 degrees is as hot as we run it, so it's just a lot of air on low heat because you don't want to damage the germination of it. And after that, we shell it out in the stationary sheller. Then we start getting into where we store it in our storage facilities, and then, you know, hit the processing plant, which, you know, sizes and color sorts and gravity separates and treats and packages. So it's almost everything is unique to seed corn farming.
Yeah. And I know one question I have for you, because I have to ask, being from New Holland, and we sell, or from Kate from Apple Farm Service and sell New Holland. I know we see a lot of folks that do seed corn and seed beans and other seeds production enjoy using the New Holland combine itself. Mm-hmm. So I got to ask, why do you prefer it?
We've had off and on over the years, we've had New Holland combines, the twin rotors, for a long time. we went a stretch there. We had Case IH single rotors, but we tended to migrate back to here right now. We currently run a pair of New Holland twin rotors. We just like the way they're good on grain quality. Our samples are very clean, very little mechanical damage, and they seem to clean out. I find I can clean them out better. I mean, when we're talking about identity preservation, you know, seed lot preservation, we're dealing with you know, cleaning a combine out, you know, once, twice, you know, every day or every other day, or so, you know, when you get rid of the pockets and the point, you know, the tough areas where you can't get everything cleaned out, you know, the New Holland combines have the least amount of pockets that I've found hard to clean out. So our changeovers are a little faster.
Yeah, when you have 20 variety, I can
see
why. There's a lot of cleaning out.
Oh yeah, it's almost seems like it's half of what we do is clean up behind ourselves. So.
Yeah, yeah. One last question before we go to another skip for you. So you've been doing this for the generations, right?
Yeah.
This has been, you've been 50 years in the family doing this. I mean, where do you see the economic future of seed corn and I mean, that's kind of the question now is how things are going on farm economics when it comes to selling the grain, but on your end for seed corn, what do you see?
For us, I mean, it's been pretty stable for us, and you know, we're looking ahead that, you know, we fill a niche in this market that is small seed lots. I mean, what I consider a small seed lot is, you know, a couple semi loads. That would be a mini pilot production in a Corteva, you know, plant. So we are able to, you know, fill those, you know, say 5 to 10,000 bushel quantities that are extremely difficult for the big plants that Corteva runs other parts of the country. It's really difficult for those to do those. I mean, we fill a niche for those companies that we work for. That is hard to fill on their own. So
okay.
I don't see, you know, as long as we don't go to, you know, one hybrid across the country, which that's not going to happen.
No.
You know, I think that, you know, we'll still be here, you know, 15, 20, 25 years from now.
That's good. Yeah. And that's good to know. So kind of what you do is, you're not making the main variety for most part what everyone else is. You're making those off varieties that are needed.
Yes.
But you don't need as much because it's just not
correct. And
for
that,
everyone.
That's kind of been Seed Consultants' bread and butter is they have a hybrid selection for the area that they sell in, the Eastern Corn Belt. And that we allow them to make specialized selections for the Eastern Corn Belt because we are able to produce those smaller lots of seed that, say, Corteva would not be able to do it through their main plants.
Okay. Now we did a little research.
Oh, a lot of research.
And you came across some myths, right?
Yep, I'll say I'm sure in your long line of work, you've heard plenty of people spout different myths or different wife sales that'll help or hurt things. So we decided to do a little informational segment.
Welcome to Myth Busting in the Fields, the show where we can separate farm facts from fertilizer fiction. Today, we're tackling three farming myths that have been plaguing fields for years. Let's get started.
Myth number one, corn plants talk to each other to improve yield.
Does corn whisper to its neighbors? Some say that if you plant your rows just right, the stalks talk to improve their collective yield. It sounds like a scene from Field of Dreams, but is it true? Here's the truth. Corn plants do release chemical signals, especially when under stress, and they're not swapping yield secrets. It's more like an SOS when pests or drought come knocking. So while they're talking, they're not exactly gossiping about growth.
Verdict? Partially true. Myth number two, soybeans make their own fertilizer.
This one comes up every season. Do soybeans actually produce their own fertilizer? Sounds like they're freeloaders in the field, right? Here's the deal. Soybeans work with rhizobia bacteria in the soil to fix nitrogen, which is a fancy way of saying they create their own nitrogen fertilizer. But they still need other nutrients like phosphorus and potassium to thrive. So while they're not total freeloaders, they're not 100% self-sufficient either.
Verdict? Mostly true! Myth number three. Bigger alfalfa leaves mean more nutritious feed.
Ah, the age-old question. Does size matter? When it comes to alfalfa leaves, some folks claim that the bigger the leaf, the better the nitrogen. Let's break it down. Turns out, it's not about size at all. It's about timing. Harvesting alfalfa at the right stage of growth ensures higher protein and better digestibility for livestock. Bigger leaves can be a good sign, but they're not the only factor.
Verdict? Misleading!
And that's it for today's Myth Busting in the Fields. Remember, whether you're planting corn, soybeans, or alfalfa, it's the facts, not the fiction, that lead to higher yields. Special thanks to Seed Consultants for their expertise in growing success, one seed at a time.
Interesting, yeah. Some of those that might not know those facts, now they do. It's interesting on the alfalfa, because we sell Anderson bale wrappers and some others, just when they have the feed specials coming and explain just all the chemical properties of when you wrap it and it stays fresh and you keep those nutrients before they get rained on and go in the soil. It was really interesting, but I think you're nodding your head. Those are probably all myths you are probably hadn't knew the answers to, I'm sure.
Had inklings to most of them.
Yeah. So I guess turn to the next segment, and I know you can't say everything, but what you are allowed to say, I mean, what's some new trends for varieties that you see that are coming this year?
We see a start of a big shift towards power core trait hybrid corn, the Enlist power core. We've been on Enlist beans for several years now, and that's starting to now take hold in the corn breeding. So that'll be a pretty big, sizable shift industry-wide to power corn list hybrids.
Okay.
That's probably the biggest trend I see coming.
Someone who's not familiar with seed corn or doesn't follow, what characteristics do those have then, the power corn list?
The power corn list is it's resistant to Roundup, Liberty, and also the Enlist 2,4-D, and also the FOP family of chemistries. So you can actually spray like a Sure 2 on your corn. So it's going to complicate life in the soybeans the next year for voluntary corn control in your soybeans. But the clethodim-type grass herbicides do take care of, will still control the Enlist corn that happens to be volunteer. But it's becoming, it's going to be the trend. Now with Enlist corn and Enlist beans, there's a little less, potential with oversprays and drifts and that kind of stuff to have, alternate crop damage. In the long run, I think if we take care of the trait stewardship by rotating chemistries and all that we need to be doing anyway, that we can get a long life out of this trait package. So we do like what we're seeing in the future for it. So that makes me sleep a little easier at night.
Yeah, I am glad you made that point about rotating your chemicals that you do use. Cause I feel like a lot of people, if they listen to this, they say, Oh, great, they have another chemical coming out, they're going to spray on it. Just to remind them that, good farmland preservation is changing practices to combat that, that we're not creating more problems than what we have out there. So, and I guess you mentioned volunteer corn, maybe having some issues with that, with this new variety. I mean, just overall, what do you think? This is a big question for you. The biggest challenge, do you think, just farming is going to have next year, especially when it comes to corn and beans?
I think probably the weather. I mean, it's always weather that's the big question mark. I mean, we can protect with traits, with technology, with herbicide resistance. We can protect ourselves from a lot of different potential problems, but it still comes down to Mother Nature. I mean, it's still a business where we're kind of beholden to, you know, to the weather gods. And, you know, that's part of the reason we're plant about 75% of our stuff on irrigated ground here. So that's my insurance policy to make sure I don't have a crop failure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll say with all these, I mean, I am someone who did not know any or much about the seed industry going into this. With so many different producers and sellers out there, it's hard for a person to decide who to go with. If only there were something that we could use.
Some type of athletic competition that defines winners or losers. Maybe something that can help unify us all.
Can we hold it every 4 or 8 years?
Maybe every 4 or 8 years, like the Crop Olympics.
Welcome, folks, to the 2025 Crop Olympics. Broadcasting live from the legendary Clay Soil Farm Arena, where the greatest crops from around the world compete for the ultimate honor, the golden bushel.
That's right, Bob. This year's lineup promises intense competition and a few, well, creative events. Let's take a look at what's happening in the fields today.
First up, we've got the highly anticipated high stalk jump, where corn hybrids try to outgrow each other in a vertical challenge. Word has it Seed Consultants SC1230 hybrid is aimed to shatter the stalk height record.
I hear the competition's been stiff, Bob. Monsanto tried to bring in their new hybrid, but it's already showing lodging issues. Tough break.
Next on the schedule, soybean synchronized potting. This event is all about precision. Teams of soybean varieties work together to produce perfectly matched pods across the row. Seed Consultants beans are the reigning champ, known for their uniformity and pod counts that leave the competition in the dust.
And let's not forget the wild card event, root wrestling. It's all about strength and persistence as alfalfa varieties go head to head, literally underground. I hear the roots are getting tangled early this year.
Of course, the crowd favorite is always the kernel toss. It's a mix of endurance and accuracy as corn hybrids try to fling kernels the farthest. Last year, Seed Consultants contender set a new distance record, and their farmer credits it all to outstanding test weights.
Yeah, and let's not forget the controversy. DeKalb claimed the win gave Seed Consultants an unfair advantage. Classic excuse.
And rounding out the day is the photosynthesis pentathlon. It's a grueling test of endurance involving light absorption, sugar production, and a high-stakes chlorophyll showdown. Early reports suggest Seed Consultants hybrids are absolutely crushing the competition thanks to their superior leaf architecture, particularly leaving DeKalb shaking in their stalks.
Really puts the green in go for gold, Bob. But what about the closing ceremony?
Yes. The grand finale. This year's ceremony will feature a parade of champions led by Seed Consultants' lineup of award-winning hybrids, followed by a dramatic fireworks display of exploding seed bags. You don't want to miss it. This is the 2025 Crop Olympics, where every seed dreams of standing tall and taking home the golden bushel. Brought to you by Seed Consultants, where champions are grown.
You had no idea we reached out to them to get sponsorship money before this, did you?
No, there we go.
Surprise!
Surprise! They gave us a no thank you note. Who are you?
Right.
Who are you?
Yeah, no, we don't want it.
No, no. So I guess the last segment here before we kind of close up shop here, you mentioned you grow the seed and then you're, of course, wearing your seed consultant shirt now. I mean, what services, if you're a farmer around the area, can they receive from you?
We are a full-service sales and distribution hub for seed consultants in the Miami and Dark County areas. So we can, you know, if you have needs, we can easily, you know, take care of them, you know, for seed corn, seed beans, seed wheat. So, you know, we're in the business to do everything for everybody as much as we can, and that's a tall order some days, but you know, we've done this for a long time now and enjoy what we do, and they say you never work a day in your life if you enjoy what you do, so we really like what we do, so we're happy.
Putting the truth behind that statement.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah. So if they wanted to get a hold of you then, Dan, what's the best way to get a hold of you? If they want to learn more?
WarnerSeeds@AOL.com is our email address. Seed consultant, if you want to get a hold of the folks down at Washington Car House, if you're not right here in our area. Seed Consultants has, you can get on their website. It's seedconsultants.com. I think their 800 number is 800-708-2676 if you want to call the office. I mean, they have sales reps and DSMs all over the state of Ohio and eastern Indiana. So, you know, just give us a call, you know, throw us a line. You know, we'll be happy to get you an answer, you know, get you a quote, a bid, you know, give you a bid on what you need. So, you know, we do offer, you know, some, you know, we have full agronomy staff at Seed Consultants. So, you know, whenever there's issues, you know, emergence issues, disease, you know, issues in the mid seasons in the mid part of the season that needs to be diagnosed and, you know, give recommendations, you know, we have full staff for that, that we can help guys make good management decisions. And we tell the guys that, you know, we're successful only when they are successful. So we try our utmost to make sure that the Seed Consultants customers, you know, get their best bang for the buck.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we really do appreciate that you're here, but we want to make sure that you don't leave empty-handed.
Right. We got a little goodie for you.
But you might have to participate.
Okay.
We'd like to thank you for being a part of the latest episode of Apple Farm Chatter. And we'd like to show our thanks with a one-of-a-kind gift. The only thing standing in your way from your prize is this locked golden safe. To open this safe, all you need to do is pick the right key from this lineup of three. Is the key this heavily rusted key? Is it the key that's missing half of its blade? Or what about this surprisingly similar-looking golden key? Choose wisely.
One, two, three.
Is that your choice? Okay. Will that key unlock your grand prize, or will it lock away the greatness waiting for you? Well, as you choose the key, the safe unlocks. It opens to reveal your one-of-a-kind Apple Farm Service branded watering can.
Ooh, put a sticker on it. It's official.
Become the master of migration. Use it as an artisanal beverage dispenser at your next party. Use it to become a volunteer firefighter the next time you see a blazing inferno. Or you can use it as a base to pot a flower, you little interior decorator. No matter your usage, you can become a trailblazer who's ready to revolutionize hydration. We're also going to give you a backup reservoir in the shape of an Apple Farm Service tumbler with a fashionable Apple Farm Service hat. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up to our winners one last time and congratulate them on their brand new watering can.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess. Well, I think, is there anything else that you want to mention to us before we take off?
I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
I'd say so. And say, Kent, unless you got anything to say?
I don't have anything to say. You can lead us off, Travis.
All right. If you want to hear more of Apple Farm Chatter, you can check us out on wherever you can find good podcasts. RSS, Spotify, YouTube, and we even recently went on to iHeartRadio's podcast service.
That's right. From all of us here at Apple Farm Service, and thank you, Dan Warner, for your time from Warner Seeds. We wish you a happy rest of this cold season. Just, we're almost there. We're, what, 90, about 120 days from planting season. We're going to get there.
Ready or not, here it comes.
Yeah, ready or not. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Apple Farm Chatter. If you haven't, subscribe today. Want more from Apple Farm Service? Like us on Facebook, follow us on TikTok, and check out our website, applefarmservice.com. Happy farming from your friends at Apple Farm Service and Apple Farm Chatter.